Well, now we head to Central Kansas. That's where Eagle Community Television recently sat down with members of the Minneapolis High School's FFA chapter to see what they're getting out of the organization, the area school superintendent hosts.
I'm Superintendent Chris Veneri. We'll be visiting with
Christina Hoffman, our FFA sponsor and our high school junior senior high ag teacher here at Minneapolis, along with some FFA Minneapolis high school students. I'm here just to, so they can introduce themselves, introduce about their program, what they enjoy about their program, some things that they might see that might relate to when they leave Minneapolis high school, what might relate to the real world. First of all, start here with this young man right here. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me what you like about the FFA program.
All right. My name is Jacob Brown, and I am the FFA Stucco representative for Minneapolis High School FFA chapter. And my favorite thing about FFA has got to be all of the learning opportunities I have been given. I grew up on a farm, and all of these new opportunities to learn more about agricultural jobs and agricultural experiences has been able to open up my eyes and allow me to see all the new ways that I can improve upon my family farm and work upon it better.
Oh, well, thank you, Jacob. Let's go here to Mr. Trevor.
Thank you. I'm Trevor Haley. I am a senior at Minneapolis High School, and I am the Minneapolis FFA chapter's president. What would I say is my favorite thing about FFA? I would say meeting new people. As you mature through life, there's countless people you meet, and you never know who it's going to be, their background, how they act, who they are, the countless factors that go into it. And that's just amazing how many ideas and backgrounds just kind of come in and you're able to experience with that person. And that kind of and that goes throughout your life. You're able to learn from their mistakes as well as your own. On top of that, improving upon your own.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How about to Bailey?
I'm Bailey Runyon, and I am a member of the FFA. And one thing that I would say I like the most is the friendships that you build. Like, I've got some good friends that I've learned, and we're real close now, and that's my favorite thing.
All right. Well, thank you. Weston?
I'm Weston Schrader. I'm a sophomore here at Minneapolis. I am the FFA's treasurer. One of the things that's one of my most favorite and what's benefited me the most is responsibility and leadership skills. Just speaking to people, learning to speak to lots of people and big groups, one-on-one, doesn't matter. Responsibility, showing up on time, meetings, having diverse tasks and responsibilities on yourself.
Well, thank you. How about Hayden?
I'm Hayden Lott, and I'm the reporter for the Minneapolis FFA. And my favorite thing in FFA is probably the CDEs, which is our career development events. And entomology is probably my favorite of those. Mr. Schmidt got me into that. I really didn't know anything about it, and now I know a lot. And I feel like it could be a career path later in life.
All right. Well, thank you. How about Mr. Hulse?
My name is August Hulse. I'm the secretary for the chapter this year. My favorite thing is, like Hayden said, are the CDEs, or the career development events. One of my favorite one of those is the livestock evaluation one. In many of our contests, you have to evaluate different things, and that's a very important skill that I've been developing through FFA. And I think in all aspects of life, being able to evaluate a situation and choose the best one is very important. That's what I've learned the most from an FFA.
Well, thank you. It seems to me that with FFA, you get amazing opportunities to experience life, number one, and to get the real life experiences that we all need before we leave high school. What if, you know, I'm not part of a farm growing up. Should I or can I join FFA? Any one of you can answer that.
I'll give you my answer first, and then I'll hand it off to whoever wants
it. Absolutely.
I think you should always be in an ag class, because the biggest gap that we're noticing in the agricultural industry is that there is a lot of fear from our consumers about ag products in general, not just meats or food, but some people don't wear clothes made with cotton anymore because they are going all vegan or all vegetarian. We have done a terrible job as farmers or as producers in the industry of educating our consumers into letting them know exactly where their products come from. So even if you're just learning where my food comes from, you should definitely still be in an ag class. And then that leads into FFA, because if you're in agricultural education and you choose not to be an FFA, in my mind, the equivalent is joining a sport and never playing in any of the games. You just practice all the time, and you practice and you practice and you practice, but you never get to play or win or have that competitive drive really push you over the top.
Well, thank you. Anybody want to add to that?
Yeah, just starting younger is very important. The experiences on the farm, on the ranch that I've had as a young kid are very different than an FFA. I learned a lot more that I have not been exposed to in terms of different aspects of species of animals, plants, Hayden's bugs, and just a lot of other things just to develop my knowledge.
I think it's a wonderful idea whether or not you should be involved in FFA or not, whether you're a farm kid or you're a city slicker. And honestly, it's kind of ties back into that background where everyone's from a different place, and everyone's worth sharing their story. Everyone comes from a different place, from different parents, from different backgrounds, and that's where it really matters. Mm-hmm. And everyone just needs to, I mean, everyone would be definitely more than willing to educate anyone about FFA or agriculture, and agriculture in general, because Weston and Ms. Hoffman talked about, nowadays there's less awareness of agriculture than there used to be, and it's our job to change that.
All right, well, thank you. Is there anything any one of you want to add on any part of FFA, not just that question?
One thing about FFA that I think is important for anyone to do is most of our officer team this year, six out of the seven are sophomores. And us being in a smaller school has given us all a unique opportunity to be in some of those leadership positions. And there's many aspects of FFA, whether it's helping younger members prepare for a contest or going to the speech contests, that really teach you leadership and give you a unique opportunity that you don't really get anywhere else.
Oh, awesome. That these are some great things that you're sharing with us this afternoon. And I just want to thank each one of you for coming over here and taking your time out. Many of you have several different things that you've got going on. Some are in sports. Some have your farms to help take care of. We just have many things that you guys do. Such as August said, we're in a small school, and most of our students do several different things. So for you guys to be able to be a part of this, and do all the FFA opportunities that you have speaks a lot for yourself and the time commitment that's involved. So we appreciate it here, and we're glad that you guys are taking advantage of this opportunity.